When we last left our intrepid heroes, they had accepted a job to move this cargo across over to the Baron's Bastion, which they learned was a young man and his escort, an older gentleman, gray hair pulled back in a little ponytail. The boy doesn't say a whole lot at all. His caretaker seems to do most of the talking for them, and they immediately headed down to their down into the cabin that you provided them. And you guys set sail into the night. Now, there had been some talk about going after a different ship that you had heard about as a minor detour. Where are we with that?
I think we kind of agreed that we weren't going to do that. I'm not 100% on that, but I think that's supposed to be the consensus.
Yeah, I think we had decided to skip that part and just try and get rid of the kid. Because we get a gold bonus for every day he's there early.
25 gold, if I'm not mistaken. Is it?
Yes, and you have... Yeah. I don't remember. I'm trying to find the notes on...
Yeah, I have a note on that, too. Yep. 21 days till the wedding. Transporting them. Nope, I didn't make a note of that. Thought I did.
Yeah, it's 11 days if you go straight there, so...
Yeah.
Assuming nothing terrible happens between point A and point B, you could make an extra 250 gold.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a wizard on board, specifically to get us there as fast as possible.
Yep.
That is also true. Who, as you guys set off, he sets up to, once you're out of the harbor, start putting the wind behind the sails. And while his magic isn't super strong or overly complicated, it's constant. And he just keeps at it all through the night.
If he can save us even a single day, he's paid for his entire trip here.
I got this.
Oh, Nilrim, I would like you to, I thought you guys were going after the boat. Okay. All right. So, Nilrim, I need you to make me a ship. Lord is evading me, I swear I'm awake too. water vehicle check. Driving check.
So, what modifier do I use? Because I rolled a 7.
Animal handling.
That's not good.
That is just your proficiency.
Plus 2. So, 9.
Alright, you guys, on your first day, you managed... The wind kind of dies down, and even with the help of the wizard, you aren't making super good headway. But the weather holds out for the majority of the trip. Each night, the cook serving up an abundance of potatoes. You notice that there's potato at every meal. Fills people up.
It's an easy the food stretch.
The food is good. And your guests don't come out a whole lot from their cabin. The caretaker will come out to grab their food, but then they otherwise stay in there other than to use the facilities, which is really just a seat hanging over the edge of the boat that you can sit on and poop out.
I got dibs.
On the poop?
On pooping first.
All right. Oh. Nilrim immediately runs over to use the bathroom. Gleefully.
Adara's going to check over the maps and stuff like that.
Did we get a chance to check in with our pimp? And if not, I'd like to do so.
I believe you guys did check in with him.
I think so.
How's it going with that guy in our business?
Well, we're still making money.
Cool.
It's paying for itself. The crew are also fairly happy to have such services available. Morale is rather high among the crew members. But you guys sail on the heading straight there. Adara, as you're looking over the maps, there are a couple islands that you could stop off at that you, as you look over. The boat does have enough supplies to make the journey, but you're going to need to resupply when you get there.
Okay.
Let's see how this works out. So the weather continues to hold out bloody beautiful because the dice love you tonight.
So far.
Caleb, I can't find the sphere of fire there. Is that what it's called? Sphere of fire? I can't find that in the app. Or is it flaming sphere?
Yeah, flaming sphere.
Oh, my bad. I found it, sorry.
Well.
Hello.
Hello, Andy.
Sorry, my mic wasn't working earlier.
Well, glad you were able to fix that. Sorry, we could not hear you. As you managed to pull the ship in 9 days.
Nice.
The crew, while morale high, are a little tired from running the ship 24 hours as though you were racing, but you successfully shaved 2 days off of the trip.
To which I'll
just say, does that mean I get double what I was promised for saving 1 day? Just kidding.
Actually, it does. Instead of saving 25, that'd be an additional 50, which that's now 300 gold extra that you're going to get paid.
Woohoo, 2,300 gold! Now, does he pay us?
As you guys come around the island on the westernmost isles of the archipelago, you see the bastion ahead of you with these three massive towers 100 feet high and this wall facing the sea. It looks like this stone military fortress. And as you get closer, you can see it's seen better days. There are some pieces that definitely need repairs, but it is still a formidable building that you can see chunks from the wall that have been hit by cannons in the past. And as you move on, as you bring the ship in into the docks are bustling with people. And like all sorts of people, and most of the flags here, or all of the flags here, have at least a half green. Although there are half green, half red, and half green, half yellow, and half green, half blue, as well as solid green.
Okay.
But people seem to be, you know, buying and selling goods, and then you can head on up into the city, and you see people coming back and forth inside of the walled city. As your young guest and their caretaker come up onto the deck, and they begin surveying motley assortment of people that are running around the docks. The caregiver with his hand on the young man's shoulder. Would you care to escort us through the unruly mob down there? Up to the palace, if you could.
What unruly mob?
Adara just shrugs and nods. She's like, okay.
Ditto. Jessica does the same.
He looks at K2. The pirates.
Just looks at him confused and goes, okay.
You lead them through the people that are moving back and forth, and there's all sorts of goods. As you're walking by, you see stuff from, like, you see a myriad of different things being brought in off of the ships to be sold, some of them at these little kiosks along the shore, others heading into the fortified city that, as you pass through the large outer wall and into the actual city, all of the buildings inside are also made out of stone. And once you're inside the city, as you look up at one of the far towers, you see that they are at the very top, topped with cannons.
During that whole walk, did that kid have any joy in his face whatsoever?
He looks nervous.
Nervous how?
As he's walking, he's kind of got his velvety cloak pulled up over his head. His head's kind of down. He's not really paying attention to the people around you guys. As you continue moving into the city, you head towards inside of the city what is the largest structure. It's a three-story fort in the middle of this walled city. And it is, as you approach it, you can see that the once bland stone has been painted with all sorts of different murals all across it as you come towards this building, and there's three guards standing at the door. Again, they look like pirates. They are wearing mismatched clothes. Each of them has their own weapon. And they... Sorry, one second. As you approach the main gate, one of them kind of spits on the ground. What do you lot want?
To pass through.
The caregiver says, we are here on official business to see His Majesty for the wedding. He kind of... As he reaches into a pocket, he pulls out this invitation. I would like everyone to make me a investigation roll.
Heck yeah. 19.
I got it. 18.
16.
Oh, I got a 5.
All right. Jess, you are far too interested in seeing where the weapons of these three gentlemen happen to be to notice that the invitation says to the groom.
Oh. as you just the... deliver a child to an arranged marriage.
That's not surprising.
I suppose not.
As the skinny pirate with the greasy mustache comes and looks at it, and looks at it for a second, and then goes, hands it off to one of the other guys. Hey, Tom, you know how to read.
Oh, jeez. Adara rolls her eyes.
He kind of reads it over. The other guy kind of looks it over and goes, no, yeah, this is legit. He hands it back to him, who hands it back to the older gentleman. Well, then why don't you come on in? These are your, he looks you guys up and down. Crew? Bodyguards? You know what? That's fine.
I'm gonna give them a couple joints for being such laid-back dudes.
They all immediately spark them up, thanking you profusely. Captain Milram is going to build himself a reputation in this town.
It's going to be a good one. Great.
Is there any way for me to lean into the kid and ask him a question without anybody else hearing?
As you guys are led inside, you are met by this woman in this big, billowy red dress. She kind of comes down. Oh! I'm so glad to see you got here. We were not expecting you so soon. Your lordship, let me... my apologies. I am... Madame Burnway, the... Queen's wife, it is, or the king's wife, it is a pleasure to welcome you to our home. You are probably exhausted from your travels. Would you and your troop like to go and freshen up before you meet my daughter?
Absolutely.
He looks at you and frowns as the boy steps forward and goes, forgive my bodyguard. He is enthusiastic.
Lean over. I don't think he was talking to us.
Oh. She kind of claps her hands, and one of the housemaids comes up behind her. Yes, ma'am. Show his lordship to his chambers, and put his friends in the guest chambers beside it. You guys are led on up. The boy is led into one room. As you enter through the door, there is a small antechamber. It just has a couple couches and tables, and off of it are three different doors. One of which leads to the bathroom. You quickly learn, as it has another... It has a magical toilet in it that will self-drain. And two large bedrooms. The older caregiver looks and goes, you guys can take the spare bedroom. Just don't break anything. As he's, you can see he's happy to be back on dry land. C did not treat the man well.
I'm gonna pull our guys over to the side a little bit. Just be like, why are we staying here? We should just get our money and leave. We've done our job.
I agree. We did what we came here to do. We should get paid, and we should skedaddle before there's trouble. There's gonna be trouble.
Okay, so I'm gonna go up to this individual here and just be like, all right, so I will use a persuasion check if I can to basically just say it's like, well, we did the job, so can we get paid and leave? But I'd like to persuade because I'm my character's a lot more eloquent with stuff like that than I am.
Nope, that's absolutely. You don't even have to roll for that. That is not an unreasonable request. As he kind of rounds and... I haven't had time to secure the coin. If you come back in the morning, I will have the money for you. Unless you would like to wait to see... Stay close.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely stay close, but yeah. I have a funny feeling that if we go back to the boat, we're never getting paid.
Right.
I have that same feeling.
What would give you that feeling?
These are pirates.
Pirates, pirate king, kid getting married off.
The fact that we are kind of unscrupulous. We left
the ship ready to go, right?
You did, yeah. Yes.
Well, like a getaway car ready to go? Because I feel that might happen.
Yeah.
How about this? Jess is going to suggest, pull everyone to the side a little bit. That's just one second. It's like, K2, how about you and me stay here? Because you're the muscle. You two go back to the ship and make sure it's ready to go at a moment's notice.
Okay. And if...
Is that somewhere?
If you're not at the ship by noon tomorrow, we assume something really bad happened to you.
Hopefully it'll be well before noon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Split the party!
They go, make sure the ship's ready to go in a moment's notice, then come back in case things get hairy and we have to, expedite our leaving.
My only issue with that is I'd kind of like somebody on the outside that I trust to come in and get us if things go sideways. If they're on the boat, they'll be definitely, well, as safe as possible anyways. And I know Adara's pretty handy. Same thing with Nilrum. And they got the magics.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, what the heck, let's split the party.
Yeah, I'm missing my fairy friend right now.
Don't split the party!
I actually encourage splitting the party.
I do not.
Because it adds drama.
That's a word for it.
And shackles. I just see this going so wrong.
Oh yeah, we're getting screwed over hard. Hard. But Jessica's hoping that she can talk her way out of any situation that pops up without resorting to violence. But if it does, that's why she wants K2 there. Because K2 does the violence well.
K2 does good violence.
Yes.
All right.
It's called Justin.
So if I understand correctly, two of you are heading back to the ship right now, and the other two are staying in the room?
Yes.
All righty. So the two of you that leave are able to leave without a problem. The staff are more than happy to guide you out towards the door because the place is a little confusing. You can tell that this, it doesn't take an architect to figure out this used to be a military building that has been converted into a palace and not built for luxury. It's just been garishly and brightly decorated with different bits of very expensive furniture, although not all of it matches. And you head out through the city again, and the city is bustling as you take... do you take the same route back to the ship, or are you going to deviate and explore the city a little more?
Probably go the most direct route so that we can make sure the crew is readying the ship.
All right. And you move with haste through the crowds, and you make it back to the ship where the crew is still relaxing. They've just gotten in less than an hour ago. They look and go, Captain, what? You're back soon. What's it, Captain?
Never. John, is your mic muted?
Yeah, no, sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
At the same time, I had my girlfriend's son answer call me, so I had to pass the phone off. So, what was the question? Sorry.
The crew has asked what you're doing back so soon, and if everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's all G. How are you guys doing?
We're great, Captain. We just you guys wandered off into the city with our guests, and then you're back so soon. Are we leaving today?
I don't think we're leaving today. Who's with me right now? Who's my buddy here?
I'm there.
Adara.
Okay. Well, I've briefed Adara and everything. I'll let her brief you guys.
Okay. So Adara just lets them know that it's not the safest of towns, and we want the ship to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. Hopefully we will be coming back with a large sum of gold in the morning. But in order to keep everyone safe, we want to keep the crew on the ship.
They nod as they start organizing, because they're going to have to get supplies. So a few members set out together to go make sure that the ship is as restocked as they can without spending too much time away. Back at the up at the palace, what are you guys doing? The old man has gone for a nap.
I'm going to go knock on that kid's door.
You hear from the inside, enter.
I walk in, I'm like, hey. Everything all right?
He's sitting on the edge of his bed, his cloak is off, and you can see, like, this, he's probably 14 or 15. He kind of looks up at you and goes, what do you mean, Master K2?
You look nervous. And my friends are nervous. And we haven't got paid yet.
I assure you the money will be sorted out so soon. Sits there and goes, I've never been married before. Have you ever been married before?
No.
He kind of like turns red in the face and looks at you and goes, can I ask you, have you ever been with a woman before? The kid is like beet red in the face.
Well, yeah, there was a couple of them on the ship, and we passed many of them on the way here.
He blinks and goes, and you have been with all of them?
Yeah, just walked past, we were with each other as we walked here.
He blinks and goes, oh, you mean physically with, not, oh, I see, I should perhaps be more plain. I don't know what to do on the wedding night. I asked Jensen, and he is quite old. And apparently has not had, practice in a very long time. He shudders a little bit.
How old's the bride?
She's, I hear that she's a little bit older than me. She's 16.
I'm sure she knows exactly what she needs to be doing. Or what you need to be. You know, I'm sure you guys will all work that out when that happens. Provided you want to work that out.
I'd like you to roll me persuasion.
That's a 2.
He looks more confused and sad and nervous. He goes, "Well, thank you, I guess. Maybe. Kind of shuffles his feet. I hope that she's, I haven't even met this girl. We're supposed to meet tomorrow night for dinner. With chaperones.
The first time you're meeting the girl you're going to be married, old stodgy guys are going to be sitting across the room?
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
He gets a little bit of a smirk. Unless those two stodgy old men could be distracted, of course.
What would distract two stodgy old men?
He looks at you and goes, "Well, I believe the, those stodgy old men, how shall I put this? I believe you have two damsels on your ship who could do a fantastic job of this." Or there could be a fight and we could slip away. Do you have explosives?
Explosives, kid?
I'm running out of ideas, okay?
Okay.
He kind of gives his head a shake. Never mind. It was a crazy thought. It would be against decorum to be unchaperoned before our wedding.
Where's this girl?
Somewhere here in the palace, I assume.
Let's go find her.
What?
Literally going to grab the kid, walk out of the room.
He is not fighting you because he's a 14-year-old kid and you are a fully grown Goliath. As so Jess, you see K2 and the young man go flying out the door. What do you do?
Absolutely nothing can go wrong with that scenario, whatever the hell is going on. I cast invisibility and follow them.
Leaving the chaperone asleep in one of the beds. Great. K2, the place is kind of a winding series of halls. Are you going to blindly charge, or what is your strategy for trying to find this girl?
I'm going to find the least important looking person I can find.
You notice that several servants are moving around the place, all wearing the same uniform.
I'm going to walk up to one of them and ask where the missus is.
The servant turns towards you. The missus? The little missus? Or the little missus? Each time he's moving a hand, the first time, it's about eye level with you, the second time it's about chest level with you, and then the third time is, almost at your knees.
Which one's relatively around the kid's height?
Little miss was just below your chest.
That one.
Well, last I heard, she was heading on. She would have been up at the, up on the conservatory on the roof, up in the hanging gardens.
And that's that direction, right?
And he goes, okay, it's a little complicated, but you gotta go down this hall, there's a staircase at the end. Go up, make a right, walk all the way to the end, and then get in that stairwell. That'll take you to the roof.
Do I turn to the kid and be like, you got all that, right?
He nods. The servant kind of looks and goes, are you okay, young man? He goes, oh, yes, it's totally fine. This is my chaperone.
Exactly. And I just walk away.
He's following you. He's come to the same conclusion that Jess has. This is probably going to end badly, but it's already an adventure. Might as well keep going. So you guys...
Yeah, the long and short of it right there.
Bouncing back to the people at the boat, was your plan to come back afterwards?
Yeah, once we're certain that the boat will be ready, then I think we're going to make our way back into town and at least keep an eye on the fortress from the outside.
I like that, yeah, agreed.
Alrighty. I would like you both to roll me an investigation check at advantage, because you have time.
I am really glad I had advantage.
I rolled a nat 20 on my first.
Oh, nice. 17.
Roll it a second time just to see if you get another one.
I rolled 14 that time.
That's fine. So there are three doors into the fortress. The main door is guarded by three individuals. The other two smaller doors have two individuals usually stationed at them. However, you notice that the guys at the east gate appear to be... they appear to be the people who guard the front gate are higher up on the chain of command than the other two gates, and the east gate seems to be all of the people that they don't want out front. The cool kids hang out at the front door.
So, in an emergency exit, we want to go through that east gate.
And the guards change out every 6 hours. There's a switch. However, there are sometimes delays at that east gate because sometimes the guard shift goes in because it is the end of their shift and the next ones are a minute or two getting out there. Once or twice, you're pretty sure you see K2 go flying by with the kid in tow through a window. K2, as you go up the first flight of stairs, make a right, down straight down the hall, and up the other flight of stairs, round and round and round and round and round, you come out to the top, and up top there is this, across the stone roof, there are planter boxes everywhere, with trellises reaching up, vines growing, dangling down, different flowers and berries, with all of these bright butterflies fluttering around in sharp contrast to the stone that everything seems to be made out of.
I also am paying attention to anything valuable I saw on the way, just in case I need to grab it on the way out.
I mean, there's an awful lot of art hanging around. You saw a golden cutlass hanging on the wall.
I feel this might go bad at some point, so I gotta be able to, you know, grab something for my crew.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's lots of art. There's a couple vases you pass by. You know, you figure you could make money off of them something. There's lots of stuff if you were just running out and grabbing things. And inside of through the green vines, you see the silhouette of a person on the other side. Boy stands there, kind of nervously frozen.
Yeah, push the kid in front of me and just kind of like gently, but also at the same time very firmly push him in that direction.
As he, you know, like he's taking tiny steps. You can like almost feel his heart beating through his back as you're pushing him along.
I'm also going to cough loudly so the person knows that we're here.
They look up, and just as he comes around the corner with your hand pushing him, and then your hand goes out just far enough that she can see it kind of pull back all of a sudden. It was hello? As this very nervous talk between two young teenagers who were not supposed to be meeting yet starts happening. Jess, from behind you, you hear this voice of this old lady. Oh, now who is this coming up on here on the princesses? I am alone in the gardens. This old woman in a purple robe gets up. Now you guys, you're not supposed to be up here. Get out of here.
Gonna walk over to the old lady and be like, you know what you could use? A drink.
Who the hell are you, big man?
K2.
And who the hell is that?
Me.
She looks at you with this blank stare. And who is that young man that you've just put alone with the princess?
Alone, we're right here. They're right there. Everything's fine.
You could see her face turning red. But you also realize from the quiver in her lip that she knows that you're following the rules and you're not wrong, as both parties do indeed have a chaperone present. She's almost shaking with anger. Fine. If anything goes wrong, I'm blaming you.
Most people do.
So you sit back and you get to hear the very, very awkward conversation between these two teenagers as you're just kind of hanging out. Before long, one of the servants comes up and goes, excuse me, Mr. K2, but have you seen the young lord? His Majesty is looking for him.
No, haven't seen him at all.
Oh. Well, if you do see him, let him know that his Majesty is looking for him. And absolutely. He would like you to, if you see him, bring him. He said something about money.
We'll get right on that.
She leaves, and the old woman looks at you and goes, what question. Do you have? What's that?
You didn't happen to go by our room, did you?
Servant goes, I did, but I took a peek in there. Yes, there was an old man sleeping.
And a young lady?
Is that no young lady?
Good to know. I will be right down to the king in no time.
Thank you. Thank you. As she leaves, the old woman who was sitting back turns and just looks at you and goes, what do you have to gain by lying?
Nothing. But the kid gets a few more minutes with the person he's going to spend the rest of his life with before he spends the rest of his life with her, so meh.
She kind of nods. You're not half bad, big man. After a little while, she goes, you should probably get going and get the boy back down there, though.
Absolutely. I'm just going to walk over to the edge there and admire the view for a second longer. As I do so, knowing that my friend is not in the room where I had left her, I'm going to very casually go, kind of whisper her name out. Hopefully she's close enough to hear me.
I just feel a little poke on your back.
I think we're going to get our money soon. And I don't think we're going to get screwed, but at the same time, I have no idea.
Well, she doesn't want to say anything because there's still people around, so.
That is fair.
So she gives you a gentle pat.
And if you're going to steal something, do it quietly.
She's not a thief.
Yeah, but you're like, invisible.
She's an extortionist, but she's not a thief.
Thieves get caught.
No, she does business. That's what she does. Just business. But she's getting paid, one way or the other. If she has to steal this entire castle, she's getting paid.
As you guys, so you grab the boy and head on down then?
Yep.
I'm just assuming this all took less than an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, because that's how long invisibility lasts.
Yeah, it would have been about 10 minutes to get up there. You've probably blown through about 35 minutes.
Okay.
However, you did also get a good look at some of the things to steal on your way up here, so.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm trying to appraise roughly, 2,500 gold worth. I'm not going to steal it yet, but.
Good to know where the good spots to hit are. Like,
yes. Yes.
Less things to carry.
And if we're level 20 and we still haven't gotten paid for this, she's coming back to get her 2,500 gold. She will lay waste to this place and get her 2,500 gold.
Lay waste and just pick up just 2,500 gold. And then when you're walking away and everyone's questioning, you'd be like, I just needed what I was paid due.
I might take an extra copper piece just because, I'm spiteful that way, but.
Well, it was 2,500. You got 1,000.
2,300, but,
2,300. Didn't they pay you 1,000 up front?
No, that was the whole deal. They gave us more for not taking anything up front.
Right. I'm sorry, that's written down here. Doesn't help me before I see or before I find it. Anyways.
Yeah, we got almost double for not taking anything up front.
And you got a copy of the contract, so.
Mm-hmm.
So K2, you take the boy and he is, as you're bringing him down, he's now like dreamy, starry-eyed and kind of babbling nonsense about this girl that he was just chatting with, that the conversation they were having was not nearly as exciting as the version he's telling you, but he seems to be having a good time with it, so.
As long as you're happy, kid.
Oh, so happy. It's gonna be wonderful, and we're gonna live happily ever after. As you make your way down and the servants are again able to point you in the direction of the throne room, or as you open up into this long, probably only 20 feet wide, but it's almost the full length of the building, almost a full 100 feet long chamber with this chair way, way in the back of it, and sitting in it is the most flamboyant pirate you have ever seen, with this green, metallic green silk suit and matching hat and this giant red beard and long red hair sticking out the back of his hat. You notice there are a couple other... If you saw these individuals in a dark alley, you'd be afraid. Seeing them in a throne room is very jarring. Pirate-type folks. And as you approach, he goes, "Ah, my future son-in-law." And he looks at K2. "I was told there were more of you."
"My other friend is taking a nap, and the other two went to make sure that the ship will be properly resupplied."
"Responsible sailors."
If I've ever heard of a deception check, that's it. Oh. "You are lying through your teeth, sir."
"Not true. There is someone who came with you who is napping in the room."
"No, but he knows right well who he's talking about." "But you're the DM. You don't have to give him a check if you don't want to."
K2's not lying. He's just obviously thinking about somebody else. I think that's within K2's capabilities. What do you think, Andy?
"Well, there is somebody sleeping in the room. Whether I consider him a friend or not is really up to you."
"I don't believe he referred to them as your friend. He said that there were more of you." I'm not going to make you roll a deception on that one. Because you're not deceiving, you're just intentionally omitting Jess. As the king looks at you and, "Responsible sailors, I like that." "Now, Lord Joseph," he looks at the boy, "stand before me. You are in good health. These individuals treated you well." The boy steps forward. "Yes, your majesty. I was treated very kindly. And they have gone out of their way," he kind of smiles at K2, "to ensure my continued comfort." "Very good, then." He picks up this mallet from the side of his chair and just turns and swings to the side, hitting the gong beside his chair. This loud boong! And the gong doesn't match anything else in the room. It looks like it was taken from somewhere far away. As the first chest is brought out.
"So I believe up front, I believe we had negotiated that it was 1,500 or 1,000 on delivery. Do you have your contract?"
"The contract was adjusted, and yes, I do have the contract, which I will pull out and show."
One of the servants comes forward and takes it, sticks out their hands and says, "May I take it to His Majesty?"
Will it leave my eyesight?
"No."
Then yes, go ahead.
As the servant brings it up and he holds it up for the pirate king, who pulls a monocle out of his pocket and like wipes it off with a rag and then holds it up to his eye and adjusts it, then puts it down anyways because he doesn't need a monocle. As he reads it over,
"Tricky of them." "Of course, of course. Lawyer and I are going to have words, but a deal is a deal."
He points to the chest on the ground, says,
If you open that up, that has the first 1,000. And he looks at one of the servants. We will be requiring another 1,300 gold to pay for this. He kind of looks at him. Go round that up from the vault.
All right. First 1,000. While we're waiting, I will count it. As I'm putting it into my handy haversack, just one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, if that's cool.
There are 2 extra coins.
I'll leave them off to the side. Maybe you're like, these are 2 extra. I'm honest. I just want to get paid what I'm owed. See, she's not evil. She's just a little vindictive. And wants to get paid what she's owed.
It takes about a half an hour before they start coming back in. As they wander, one of them wanders on over to the king and kind of whispers in his ear, and then the king kind of nods as they come forward. This chest is considerably smaller. But as they open it up in front of you, it is filled with 1 second.
There's a cat screaming at me. Filled with cats? Oh my god.
It's full of cats screaming at you.
As it is opened up in front of you, and you see that it is full of... It is full of gems.
Okay. All right, I'd like to take a quick look-see at one of them gems and roughly appraise it if I can. There is no skill for that.
Investigation.
Okay, I will do so. That's a natural 1, so a 3. I'd be like, yep, that's a gem. Pink.
Yep. Nope.
Well, nothing but trust here. She'd be like,
they are all about the same size, as you're told that each of the gems in it is worth about 25 gold, and there is. Why am I having trouble with mental math right now?
Be 52.
40 of them, making up 1,000 gold worth of what is owed to you, and then a further 300 gold is brought in.
There's 40 of them? Okay, yeah, that'll work. Do some quick mathematics.
Yeah. I think that works out. If I did it wrong, we will adjust the number. It is 1,000 gold worth of rubies that are worth 25 gold piece.
Yeah, that's accurate. So.
You have 1,300.
He's going to count up the rubies and be like, okay, so each one of these is worth 25 gold a piece. I could probably sell it for more. And 300 gold pieces. So she's going to count the gold and the rubies. And hand them back the 2 extra gold pieces. Like, these are the yours. There is 2 extras inside that first chest. And give them back to him.
The king has a good laugh at this. Like, honesty, that is strange to see in these times.
Oh, I'm not going to cheat you, but I always get what I'm owed.
He kind of points off to the side. He goes, I appreciate your honesty. Drink before you go. I've got the good stuff.
I'm going to look over at K2 and be like, no, our crew's waiting for us. We should probably get going. Give him the look of, I don't want to die here.
gonna bow graciously and start to pander out.
We're just gonna mosey on into that sunrise.
And you guys are able to leave. K2 kind of weighted down with all of the money that you've left him to carry.
Oh, no, I put it all in my handy haversack.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. So you have an empty trunk. I mean, you could put the remaining... you put the 300 gold in the haversack, too.
Yeah, I put all the money in the handy haversack. I could put the trunk in the handy haversack, too. As long as it fits through the pouch lid, I can fit it in there.
No, it's like a trunk.
Hmm. Then I will leave him the trunk. He can have that back. It's our free gift to him.
I am going to take the smaller chest.
Absolutely, you guys meander on out of there.
And then pick up speed as soon as we leave the castle. Be like, get to the ship.
The other two of you see the two of them like booking as soon as they're out the door. They're both like power walking back towards the ship.
Yep.
As you both kind of catch up with them, you see the two of you see the other two closing in from either side.
I'm keeping a watchful eye behind us to make sure that nobody's following.
Well, so I guess as we get to the other two, it's like, get on the ship, let's go. So press our luck.
So your plan is to head straight back to the ship and then...
set sail immediately. They've had plenty of time to get ready to go. Set sail immediately. Just get the fuck out of here.
Alrighty, you, have been in the Baron's Bastion about 2 hours, and you managed to get back to the ship. And as soon as the crew seeing you coming down the docks, they kind of assess you, and you see the goblin cook up top looking at you as you're coming down the dock, and then he turns and he yells something out, and you see the sailors start untying the boat, and the sails start coming down.
Just be like, wizard, do your thing. Let's get the fuck out of here.
So I start to do my thing.
Referring to the monkey wizard, or the wizard hireling that they acquired.
Oh, I thought he wanted me to get ready to sail. I'm sorry.
I mean, yes, you too. Yes.
Can't go anywhere without you. I proceed
doing my thing as well.
Oh, right. That was last session when you weren't here. They hired a low-level wizard to... summon wind into your sails.
Hey, I like that.
Hey, it saved you an extra 2 days of travel this time. That and the weather really liked you. So, you guys set sail out into the open ocean away from the bastion.
Mm-hmm.
So you are on the westernmost island right now on the west side. You want to go north or south? You came from the south. I remember the map right now. From the smaller of the three islands, or four islands. The Bastion being the smallest island to declare independence, but there are two larger continents that can be explored as well. Or you could just wander around and find whatever islands and sink random ships. The choice is yours.
Well, we do have a little bit of money. We need to divvy this up. Do you have anybody who's semi-expert at gemology?
What would gemology do they know what fall under?
Do they know their booty?
Adara's pretty smart when it comes to shiny things.
I have good arcana.
My arcana is as good as my investigation, and it was a 3. So I'm like, yep, that's a gem of some kind. I didn't even notice it was red.
Well, you did notice it wasn't glass, at least, because you tried to squish it.
could still be glass.
It could so be. Could you?
I'm gonna hand them out to the party and just be all like, all right, so I'll just need to double check to make sure that these that we haven't been, you know, bamboozled. So I'll dump out all the gold and the gems inside of a cabin. Not in front of the whole crew, just in front of us. So we're all aware.
Are these normal looking gems or are they unusual in some way?
No, they are just normal looking rubies. I mean, some of them are different shape. Some of them are nicer cuts than others, but they are all decent sized rubies.
Okay.
I'm going to take that small chest that I took. I'm going to hand it to the pimp and be like, only give me money when this is full.
The pimps like that will never, ever get full. Sorry.
As you hand that off to him, he kind of nods and goes, yes, sir. All right. As you guys set sail, so you guys have got a couple different options. What are you wanting in where you want to go?
Well, first, let's divvy up the treasure a little bit.
Okay.
Because we've got to pay some people, too. So I'm thinking that since that wizard guy did his job quite well, how much were we paying him originally?
I think it was like 10 gold.
10 gold? I'd say we give him 2 with the gems, if that's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
50 gold worth. We put him in danger. He held his... He stayed together. Maybe he'll stay on board the ship. It'd be nice to have another wizard kicking around.
Is there any, like, interesting gems in there?
I mean, there's some that are prettier than others, but not different.
Caleb.
Yes?
My shrub, it should be awakened.
So everybody's going to get 325 gold pieces.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's how much actual gold we had. So we do that first. And then you said 40 gems, so we got 38 gems. So it'd be 9.5 gems a piece, though. So. So she'll take 9. So everybody gets 9. And then we got, I guess 2 gems left over.
I mean, you could put them in an emergency fund.
Yeah.
Guess so.
Stash them just in case we need to pay someone off quickly.
Give it to the crew to buy supplies.
Or that.
Put it in the end of a pipe to make it look cool for smoking.
I mean, you could do that too. All right, so yeah, everybody got... How much was that, Cam? 325
gold.
And 9 rubies.
With 2 left over and 2 for the wizard.
Okay. And
wait,
yes.
How much gold again?
325.
And Adara, what did you have planted in there again?
A little raspberry bush.
A raspberry bush, right. As you wander down below decks that night, the pod itself starts kind of, the bush kind of quivers and the leaves kind of start to shake. And then all of a sudden the pot kind of explodes as suddenly standing there is this 3.5 foot tall bush with root legs and branch arms. Kind of looks around and looks at you, looks at the ship, looks at you, looks down, tries to cover itself up.
Adara's prepared for this, so she pulls out a larger pot that's full of dirt, and she says, "There, plant yourself in there and stay put."
Plant yourself in every meaning of the word.
Yep.
As he settles himself into the pot, he gets down to a certain point, and you see him suddenly straining, and then all of a sudden there's a pop, and his legs pop through the bottom, just making tiny holes as he squiggles them out and starts walking around with this pot around his midsection. Her midsection. It's midsection. It's a plant. I don't know what its gender is.
Yeah, I doubt it has one.
Plants have... isn't there male and females?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there are. I don't know how to properly sex a raspberry bush.
I mean, do you want to know?
What do you mean?
Lift the skirt up.
If you know that, I'll let your character know that.
Okay, well, my thought is that it's both, because a raspberry bush is self-pollinating, as far as I remember.
That's true. So, yes, it is. Both genders and no genders. It's a bush.
Bushes have genders. There's male ones. There's male ones and female ones. I'm not even lying. They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's George. And
no. Have you ever? I guess you've never grown a fruit tree, have you?
Oh yeah. Oh, I have.
There's male ones and female ones.
Anyways, so now that you've got this little guy this little plant in a pot, and it's kind of sitting there staring at you, what's this?
Oh my gosh, it can talk. Oh yeah, I guess it can. It does have a language. We are on a boat, and you need to stay here so you don't frighten people. And also... stay away from fire. Anything hot.
Fire bad. He looks over at the other side of the... He looks... sunlight?
Is there sunlight in this room?
Are you on the lower hold with him, or are you just on the... in the first lower level?
I'm honestly not sure. I assumed I kept the pot in my quarters, but...
Then, yeah, if it was in your quarters... Actually, there's a window in your quarters, because you're an officer now. So it doesn't actually need to move. I forgot that you would have had a window in your room, because you're on the top floor now. So, yes, it moves itself over to catch the sunlight the most directly, and then just sits.
I give it some water.
It is very happy with the water. It looks like it's smiling. There almost appears to be a face in the leaves.
So for 30 days, this shrub will be charmed by me. And then the charm ends, and it can either go off on its own or stay. It's its choice at that point.
I mean, if the 30 days ends and you're out at sea, it doesn't have much choice.
Yeah, there's not very many places to go.
So, you now have a walking, talking plant. You guys have set sail. I guess I should give you a little bit more information about your options.
What were you thinking?
Oh, I was going to say, I was thinking we could just find, like, a random island and just tillage it, for lack of a better word. Just be like, oh, there's an island over there. Let's go check it out.
We could also just vacation for like a week.
That is true. Might not be a bad idea.
Or we could go to a new port and get a new job.
Also true.
Does that wonder what
I wonder what the rest of the crew wants to do.
I mean, you did just give them 2 weeks of shore leave.
Followed by 2 weeks of what?
Work. Actually, yes. 9 days worth of work.
Yes. Yes. Oh, but we want them happy.
Mm-hmm. We could always head for another port and maybe pick up a job.
What we should do is we should head back to that other town because there's more work there, right?
I mean, you could probably find more work. Did you want to go back to Myrdith, the town that you were just in, or the original city that you went to?
Is the original city bigger?
It is quite a bit bigger.
There'd be a better chance of work there.
I just wanted to find a roundabout way of kind of swooping by where that other ship may have been.
I mean, if you're looking to go fight ships, you guys presently are flying a yellow and green backed flag, which associates you both with the pirates and with the country to the south. However, if you head from your current location, if you swung around this island, you'd hit a larger, one of the largest islands, which is the... Oh, shoot. Why do I not have all of my stuff handy for handy when I need it?
Because that would be too easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting better. I am doing my best, but it's not the best. Mulania, right? And then further west of them is Avarian. Both nations have a little bit there's quite a bit of political tension going on right now. Between the three major nations.
Where does our captain want to go?
I think we should definitely go somewhere that we haven't been before. But I'm the type of captain that also prefers a majority kind of vote here. So what do you guys think as we live in a democracy on this ship anyways?
I'm up for exploring.
Yeah.
You could explore.
Yay.
We have just made a fair amount of money recently, so we can afford to relax a little bit.
So I am totally game for that. So let's go exploring then. You guys want to go north?
Sure.
If we're going to go north, we should probably take down the flags.
Swap them out.
And you could just take down your flag and tuck it away for now.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Alright, we'll take down the flags. We'll set sails to north.
Alrighty, so you guys set sail, and on your second day of travel, you come around the north shore of the island, and out into the open water between this and this larger, almost continent that you can see. And as night falls, you can see a large amount of light coming just south of your location, a couple miles.
What do you guys think? Should we head towards the light?
Might as well. Could be a good port.
Yeah, could be.
Head to port.
We need to restock anyways, so.
Let's do it. So I sail towards the light.
All right, you guys sail out. You guys sail off towards the glowing light, which as you get closer, you realize is a lighthouse. And at the end of the pier of a massive port.
Ooh. Ooh. Look at that. Oh, maybe we could get a red flag too. That way we can sell whatever the fuck we want.
That would be ideal.
You right notice... now, right now we're not sailing any for we don't have any flag, which is bad.
You notice that there are pure red flags at this port, but as well there are also red and green flags.
Yeah, which means that if we would have kept flying our flags, we probably would already be at the bottom of the ocean.
And do you want to pull into the port and find yourself a dock space?
Yeah, I think that's our plan, eh, guys?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Things are going to be things afterwards.
No, let's go find out what these things will be.
Alrighty, you sail yourselves into port. And you manage to get yourselves a dock spot. It is 5 gold per day to dock the boat there. And you notice that a lot of the boats here are... They're not large sailboats like yours. They have... they're a lot lower profile. They still have masts, but they also have a lot of oars on them that seem to propel them, and they're a lot lower profile. For the most part. As you park the boat and begin making your way into the city, the city rises up on a large hill before you. It cut in and steps into the hill itself. Different areas of town with layers of walls throughout it. Most of the buildings here appear to be some sort of white clay with baked terracotta roof shingles. And even though it's late at night, there are lights, like street lamps, lit throughout the city. As you make your way into town, you see a two-story building down in the dock district that has music coming out of it and what sounds like a bunch of voices. It appears to be an inn. You could stop here or you could head further into the city.
I mean, let's go to this inn. If there's trouble, at least it's close enough to port.
All right.
Agreed.
Alright, you guys head into this large building that, as you go through the front door, you see that the first floor is a giant open concept room, only broken up by these large wooden pillars that go up to the second floor. And the long tables, the long wooden tables are filled with different sailors, all laughing and talking, and some people are dancing as two musicians perform mediocrely, but it's keeping the people going. And you can easily find yourselves a spot at one of the long tables with a little bit of a gap from the next group, who are rather loud and rowdy. One of the servers comes by, raises their voice over top of the crowd. What can I get for you?
Can we get to them to talk to them normal like, or is it like they're just like yelling from across the room?
Oh, they're not yelling from across the room. They're right in front of you. They just have to raise their voice because there's a lot of people talking in here.
Is there any music?
There is music. However, the you find that their skill is lacking.
Okay. I'll have a glass of wine, I guess, is what she'll take.
Honey or berry?
Mead. Definitely mead. Honey wine.
Honey wine. Gotcha. Yeah. Is that for everyone or just for you?
Adara will ask for a dark ale.
Beer.
What about you? What about you, big guy?
Largest drink you got.
What do you want in the drink?
Strongest ale you got.
A grin kind of crosses the server's face. You see that there? He points to the wall, and there's a small barrel with a handle hanging above the bar. It looks like it's probably 2 or 3 gallons. If you can drink that in one sitting, we will pick up the tab for your entire group for the night.
Seems a little small, but sure.
All of a sudden he goes, he stands up. We have a challenger! The music stops and everyone suddenly turns. The bar staff start bringing it down and they're like emptying this keg into it as it's filled up. And everyone's now watching you and cheering as chug, 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 chug. The whole place is watching as you're as the barrel is set down in front of you. And you bring it back and start chugging. It's a decent... It is actually a decent ale, but it does have a bit of a fiery kick to it. I would like you to make me a constitution save for the first gallon.
Fourteen,
you are able to manage to hold your gut and your bladder as you are continuing to keep going. The crowd getting more and more excited. Like you to roll me one more constitution save? For the second gallon?
14 again.
You just managed to hold yourself together as you are chugging down this ale. Your stomach is starting to swell from the amount of liquid you have put into it. One last constitution save.
Give me a minute, I'm going to swap out this dice. That's a lot better. 16.
You manage to chug the rest of it down. Down to the foam. The entire place explodes with cheers as you slam the cup back down. The bar staff are kind of looking at you like you're insane because the fact that you're still standing is an amazing shock. You're going to be real happy that you bought those potions or you had those potions made up in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Only reason I did that.
So you guys are drinking for free for the rest of the evening. So K2... Are you going to continue drinking after that?
Nope. I'm going to stand up as best as I possibly can. Point in the general direction of the ship and start hovering that direction.
K2 has got a bit of a wobble to his step, which is unusual for K2 even when he's drinking. But you did just watch him drink 3 gallons of ale.
Adara's gonna slip out the door after him and just make sure that he gets back to the ship without being accosted by anyone.
And too, as you're walking, suddenly from the shadows, someone steps forward and they go, and they've got a wooden stick in their hand. Give me your money, or what do you do?
I'm going to pull out my warhammer and light it up. Like, what?
Suddenly they're blinded as this bright light is in their faces. They're going back, oh, my eyes, ow, what the hell is wrong with you? As they try to slip back into the shadows before you can get a good look at their face. And they disappear into the night.
Gonna stare at them sauntering away, be like, oh. And then probably vomit. And at least the bright light in my eyes too.
Yep, but at least you can see where you're vomiting because of the bright light. Adara, you are watching this whole thing unfold from behind, and it's almost comical.
Yep.
But K2 does make his way back to the ship and get at least into his cabin successfully. From there, you're not quite sure how he's going to make it do, but at least he's that far.
Yeah, at least he's that far. From Adara's time working with the ship's crew, I imagine she knows them decently well.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to find a crew member that she trusts and just ask him or her to keep an eye out on the cabin door and make sure no one disturbs K2 and let him sleep it off.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that K2 was very drunk coming in, and waking him up in the morning is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
After that, are you heading back to the tavern?
Yep.
Or okay, so you start meandering your way back, and you'll get there in a sec. While those two are gone, what are you two doing?
Okay, so after my glass of wine, and while K2 was doing the booze thing, since the crowd was all hyped up and stuff, I'm going to approach the music makers and see if they want to jam.
They are absolutely down to jam. As they could use the extra volume over the crowd right now. I would like you to roll me a performance check.
Sweet. Oh, I'm rolling like a freaking all-star. That's a 16.
Awesome. You perform with them, like, fantastically, and the entire bar, who has begun drinking even more, as you see smaller drinking competitions breaking out across the room. Now, since somebody drank the barrel, now they're all trying to see who... it's a giant dick-wagging contest going on right now across the entire bar.
Oh, I missed my fairy pickpocket.
As you guys are performing this fast music, and the room is just electric and alive with dancing and drinking. Nilrim, you're taking advantage of that free tab?
Sorry, I had some company that just walked in there. If there's a drinking contest going in, I'm always in.
All right, so you get yourself into a drinking competition. Each of there are four participants. Everyone's put in a gold down on the table. You want in? One of them says.
I do. I can I raise it? I raise two. I raise a gold. Make it two.
Everybody else shells out another one. Oh, cocky little guy, aren't you? All right, let's go. As You start drinking the first shot of whiskey. I would like you to roll me a constitution save.
What's that for, Kit?
I got 6.
As the four of you tip your heads back, you go to taste yours, and you and one of the other participants immediately spit it out as it tastes like a combination of battery acid, and you're not even sure what this swill is that they're having a drinking competition with.
Wait, hold up. Wait a minute. We got batteries in this world?
I was gonna ask.
Zach got plans then. I'm kidding. Continue.
And unfortunately, you have lost your drinking competition as the other two continue.
At least I lasted long.
3 seconds is good enough.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
I think this is probably a good place to cut it, as you guys spend the rest of the evening partying and drinking for free because K2 got really, really drunk. And we will pick things up in the morning.
All right. Adara's not super partying. She's sipping her drinks and just kind of keeping an eye on everyone.
Obviously, I can't party, so even though I tried.
It doesn't mean you can't party. It's just drinking competitions may not be your thing.
I'll stick to drugs.
I'm just partying with the band, and then that's the deal.
Groupie.
And so you guys have yourselves a fantastic time, and K2 has a fantastic sleep backwards in his bed.
At least he made it into his bed.
Hope he doesn't die of alcohol poisoning.
Nah, he'll be fine.
I'm assuming I'm like halfway on the bed, halfway on the floor, and halfway through the door.
I have slept like that.
Yeah, I've been there.
You manage to get in and mostly land on the bed. One leg is still dangling off and on the floor, but, you know, you made it to bed.
My last conscious thought, I down one of those, like, things hoping it's going to help.
Does it work with a loading dose? Can't hurt. Bang. Yeah, we will pick up in the morning in the city, and you will be able to explore it in a little bit more detail.
Awesome.
Sounds good.